survived the roar. You know, we have some really nice rapport with Coach Leach. We are very grateful that he's as generous with his time. I mean, you know, the guy's 3,000 miles away, and he's been on the show 5 or 6 times, and he just stayed on for 2 segments. And didn't you have the feeling, Ramona, that if I didn't cut him off at the top of the hour, that he would have stayed to the end?
Oh, man. Which is really like cool. I could listen to him all day.
It felt like we were just getting going. And the funniest thing is, you know, if I just interject something randomly into the conversation, he just takes it and goes. You know, like, for example, you know, at one point I said to him, because there's a noise in the background. It sounds like something being shaken. I said, you know, Coach, are you like shaking up a martini? And he's like, no, I wish I was. Then at some point I'm hearing this like tweeting sound. And I said, you know, Coach, is that a parrot? Am I hearing a parrot? And he's like, no, but my brother had a parrot. And let me tell you about that parrot. He's like, no, my brother had a parrot. And somehow, you know, that parrot was murdered. You know, and I'm thinking that maybe my brother's wife could have offed the parrot. And that parrot used to work in a bar. You know, and it was a cussing parrot. And then what do you say about how the parrot was villainous or
evil?
Evil is the word I think he used. And so what was the parrot voice? You had it down a second ago.
He said his brother's wife was named Lisa, and he'd go, Lisa, can I come in there?
You know, he's just, he really is.
He said that was okay if you didn't worry about it being possessed or didn't believe in that kind of thing.
Yeah, he really is a national treasure, and people appreciate it. I'm getting all sorts of comments and positive comments. Texas says, this has to be the best segment in all of radio ever. Leach talking about his sister-in-law murdering his brother's parrot. I mean, it's just, and the funny thing is, you know, it's so interesting. The dynamic is so interesting. Let's go back to the real element, because I think this is the part that gets lost in all of Mike Leach's quirkiness, if you will. In all of that, sometimes the genius gets lost, and that's really what he is at his essence. These other elements of his character, you know, it's that fine line. You know, they talk about between genius and madness. I mean, he walks it. He walks freely back and forth across it. You know, sometimes in the same sentence, in the same paragraph. But the oddity is that the genius doesn't get respected enough. You know, I asked him, I said, how do you feel? I said, are you happy for Cliff Kingsbury and that he's going to get a chance to, you know, run some version of your offense at the pro level? And I said, at the same time, is there any element of you that wishes it was you? And that's the odd part. You know, you have here a student, a disciple of Mike Leach, who quite honestly hasn't had any success in terms of wins and losses at Texas Tech, where Mike Leach had all sorts of success and built it from nothing. And yet the guy they call is the failed student who got fired at Texas Tech, not the master. They don't call the master. And I think it's because there's still this, everyone loves Mike Leach, but there are still people who view him as just too odd. You know, yeah, he's a genius, but we can't entrust our program to him. Why not? Texas Tech did. He won there, came dangerously close to a national championship. Why not at Washington State, where he has taken the worst garbage program in America and turned it into a program where they're winning 10, 11 games? Why not? So, in other words, you're going to entrust it to Sunglass Boy Kingsbury, who couldn't win anything down at Texas Tech. I also asked him about the nature of his quarterbacks, because his quarterbacks historically have been pocket passers. And of course, he did bring up Patrick Mahomes, who was wildly successful running that offense. But of course, that wasn't specifically his quarterback. That was his quarterback, running the offense for somebody else. It was a quarterback running the offense for somebody else, I should say. And But it was a quarterback running that same system. And maybe that's where the Kyler Murray element comes from. And we've often said that if you just allow Kyler Murray, picture Kyler Murray running Andy Reid's offense, then you can imagine how much success he would have. Very similar to Mahomes, slightly different, but yet similar. The other thing is I briefly described my view of his offense, the fact that, you know, he's not concerned about arm strength. And the reason he's not concerned about arm strength is he believes fundamentally that the game is played in space and in a 30-yard football field. And that you don't have enough time to go much beyond that. Because you can only protect for so long. So if you have a guy like a Josh Allen, you know, and he didn't specifically want to comment on Josh Allen, although then he did. Then he said, you know, well, my view, he better keep working on his accuracy. But in other words, it's nice that you can throw it 90 yards, but how long would it take to get a receiver 90 yards downfield? How long would be able to pass protect for you to be able to do that? And so what Leach is saying is, what Coach Leach is saying is that you've got to be super efficient within 30 yards of the line of scrimmage. That this is where you're going to win and lose. And so for him, he's looking for two characteristics in his quarterbacks. One, he's looking for a leader of men. Two, he's looking for a guy who's extremely accurate. Those are the two things he's looking for. Because his passing game is largely going to operate in a 30-yard box on the line of scrimmage. You're going to try and get your guys in space against defenders in space, but you're going to play in 30 yards. It's rare when you're going to throw a ball 40, 50 yards down the field. You just, that's not how that offense works. And so these are the ingredients he's looking for. And he found them in Gardner Minshew. He found a guy with character, with leadership, leader of men, and a guy who was exceedingly accurate. And I think he thinks he's found that in Gage Gabrue, the Eastern Washington quarterback, who on film, quite honestly, looks like a carbon copy of Gardner Minshew. Same exact size, same exact arm strength, same exact athletic ability. Same exact accuracy, all these things. And so these are the elements he's looking for. Texter says the NFL wants yes men and politically correct men. And Coach Leach isn't one of those. And thank God he isn't. Yeah, I think that's right. And I think too many teams, by the way, and I'm jumping back and forth for a second, but too many teams collegiately have ignored that. They have failed to get. Why these teams haven't gone out and got Mike Leach is beyond me. Why he's coaching at outliers like Texas Tech and Washington State is beyond me. The guy is enjoying wild success. Why you wouldn't put him in charge of a bigger program somewhere? And the thing is, I mean, I don't get why you don't eat it up. This guy's not in the police blotter. You know, the quirkiness is part of who he is. And it's wonderful. It's incredible for college football. Whenever he decides to shut it down, college football is going to miss him. So why wouldn't you just embrace it? He's not harming anybody. His quirkiness and his stories and his character, that's not harming anybody. On Saturday afternoon and all during the week, it's his genius that you're getting. I mean, he took a football team last year. Ramona, you know how much respect I have for Leach over time. And every year, I try and consider that, and I tend to put Washington State higher than I should. Last year, in my preseason poll, I think I had him 35. Because even I didn't believe in him. They had lost too many pieces. They had lost Hercules Mata'afa. They had lost Luke Falk. They had lost too many pieces. Gardner Minshew was a cast-off. He was a failed East Carolina quarterback. There wasn't much reason to believe in Gardner Minshew other than he was going to coach for Leach and that by definition he would turn into a 5,000-yard passer because every guy who goes and plays for him turns into a 5,000-yard passer. On this issue of talent at the position, and the fact that, you know, most of the guys that he's coached have never gone on to NFL careers. And so what I'm doing when I say that is I'm crediting him for their play and their evolution. You know, he suggests, well, you still want as much talent as possible. So in other words, what he's telling you is he's still be he would still be inclined to want the five-star guys, but added that that's just an opinion process, that we, which we talk about all the time. In other words, most of these five-star guys are not five-star guys. So it's sort of a phony argument. You know, it's not a real argument. But I think it's fascinating, his views on offense. Again, like most of today's modern up-tempo spreads, the goal is to get your playmakers in space against defenders. And that's what this offense does. He does it with five offensive players, and he wants to spread the wealth amongst those skill position players. He wants equal distribution. He wants every guy to touch the ball. And it's a timing-based and accuracy-based passing offense, which, quite frankly, no one has been able to stop. And oh, by the way, I asked him about the Jimmy Lake guy. Do you remember that at the beginning? I asked him about playing that game against Washington in a snowstorm. And look, he was very diplomatic in that regard. He credited Washington. He said we both had to play in it, when we all knew that that snowstorm affected Washington State much more than affected Washington. But what some of you might not know, and I didn't get into all the specifics when I asked him this question, this Jimmy Lake character, who's the Washington, D.C., basically said, oh, well, they always run the same thing, so we knew exactly what they were going to do. And since we beat him all the time, we hope he stays there forever. For whatever reason, after a win, this Jimmy Lake character decided that he needed to say those things. And so, you know, I asked him about Jimmy Lake, and he basically said, yeah, you know what? He said, I don't even know who he is. He said, I don't even know who he is. I've never even met the guy. He said, I don't even know who he is. He said, Chris Peterson has had a lot of these guys over the years, even going back to Boise State, who have done a good job running that defense. And he said, he's just another nondescript guy who's basically, did he say cheating off someone else's homework? I think he said that. I think he said cheating off of his predecessor's homework. I'm pretty sure he said that. So there was his opinion of Jimmy Lake. And again, I don't, Chris Peterson, I've always viewed as a classy guy. I'll bet you Peterson was not all that happy with Jimmy Lake's comments after that game. And Jimmy Lake should just be absolutely ecstatic that he played that game in a snowstorm, dude, because it had nothing to do with you. You didn't stop that offense. The snowstorm stopped it. So you can pat yourself on the back all you want. Laughable. Badger Mike got off work early, Ramona, to listen to this interview, and he just said it was amazing, amazing, amazing. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Now he says, imagine Leach coaching a school like Georgia, Florida, or LSU. Yeah, if you put Mike Leach at a school like, and I think the perfect school would have been Florida. If you put Mike Leach at a place like Florida with all the available skill position talent there, can you imagine what he would have done? It would have been as Spurrier did originally in Florida, it would have been 2.0, version 2.0 of that, and it would have been bigger and better than ever. But he'll continue to work at Washington State, and I don't think he minds it. You know, I think as an individual, he is clearly an outlier. He's an outlier as a coach. He's an outlier as a genius, and he coaches at a school that's an outlier, as was Texas Tech. So I think he's comfortable in his own skin. I'm still amazed that there are people who would pass on the genius because of the quirkiness, but apparently there are. And what we call those people are losers. Let me tell you about First Class Hall. HALT's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. There is no one like First Class Hall. If you own one of those vehicles, oh, Mike. Hey, by the way, Mike wrote, and he said he was plagiarizing others. That's what he said. Yeah, he said he was plagiarizing others, Jimmy Lake. My friends at First Class Hall, if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, this is where you need to go. You have a competitive inherent advantage over the rest of us. You have a place that they drive your vehicles every day. They work on them every day. They know them inside and out. That's who they are. You have an advantage. You know, you wouldn't go to a general practitioner to have thoracic surgery. You'd go to a specialist. You have a specialist if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota that the rest of us don't have. Jump on it. Ramona, how many reviews? Every single day I get testimonials about First Class Salt. We just had some yesterday. People writing us, telling us about how great it is. Stop wasting time. Go and see First Class Hall. Set up your appointment. 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on all FCH work. Free roadside assistance. Free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. The facilities are so clean you can eat off the floor. They serve coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the free shuttle. And then right now, here are the specials. When's your timing belt due to be changed? Do you know? Have you checked your owner's manual? How many miles in your car? 50,000? I mean, somewhere around 50,000, 60,000, it's due to be changed. And if you don't change it, your engine's ruined. Right now, $100 off timing belt package on any Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota timing belt. $25 off front or rear brake pad replacement and rotor resurfacing. Right, if you ignored the squeaks from your brakes and you're now hearing a sound of metal on metal, it's time for your rotors to be resurfaced. And then Amazon Starbucks $12 e-gift card with the purchase of Mobil 1 full synthetic oil change. That's what I run and everything. Mobil 1, that's a fact. Go see them. First Class Halt in Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600. Call them in Greenville, 297-1212, 297-1212. Walt Tip Tula Road Rage, quick break. This is the final segment. You want in, get in right now.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Ready to start your journey to a healthier you? Let Gold's Gym help you reach your fitness goals today. Join Gold's Gym now through Sunday and pay no dues until March 25th. That's right. You can join now and pay later. There's never been a better time to start your journey toward a healthier, stronger you. Visit goldsgym.com/no dues to learn more. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Minimum commitment and enrollment fee may be required. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends this Sunday, March 10th.
See how easy it is to turn your backyard into a fun yard with a custom home pool or vinyl pool from Aqua Pool Care. Imagine relaxing on your tanning ledge, overlooking cascading waterfalls, highlighted by custom LED lighting. Aqua Pool Care offers financing on your new virtually maintenance-free pool. Get that eco-friendly saltwater pool you've been dreaming about. Call the best builder in the upstate, Aqua Pool Care, at 508-1885. That's 508-1885. Make your yard fun.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Join us at the third annual Big Splash Sales event at Kunza Marina. Kick off the boating season with the biggest boat sales event of the year with discounts up to $3,000 off select Veranda luxury pontoons, Monterey sports boats, and express fishing boats powered by Yamaha Outboards. Enjoy local vendors, kids' entertainment, a catfish fry, and discounted drinks from the grill. We'll see you Saturday, March 9th at Kunza Marina, your authorized Veranda, Express, Monterey, and Yamaha Outboards dealer.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife Beth and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made from scratch sides, and our low and slow southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
Hey guys, this is Michael Thacker with Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales team. If you haven't heard about this project yet, you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge is Clemson's first condo hotel opening this fall. We still have studios, 2 bedrooms, and 3 bedroom condos available, but they are selling fast. Call us today at 864-775-5500 to schedule a visit. You'll want to be part of this. Visit us at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard to secure your spot today.
No one's better than Walt's Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Can we just bring it down a notch?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Let's fade that. We're running out of time. We have people want to get into. You know, I forgot about this one. Texter 325 reminds me, you know, in talking about the playoff, you know, where he actually wants 64 teams and he has a plan. And he said, you know, well, it seems pretty easy. You can copy any high school. You can copy any, you know, these people act like you, there's just no way to do it. You know, like it's rocket science. He said, and at some point he actually said this, or he said, you can just go down to the City League softball tournament and rip the brackets off the backstop.
They got it all figured out.
That's right. The softball people have it all figured out. Hey, Bill Hancock, if you and you guys can't figure it out, Mike Leach has a plan for you. Go down and rip the brackets off the softball backstop because you'll find it being done at every level. This is too funny. Quickly, let me tell you about Harry's. What I love most about Harry's is the flexible soft hinge. It glides right across the contours of your face. There are never any cuts, never any burns. This is a Harry shave. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Use code WALT at harrys.com. Look, Harry's founders were tired of paying up for all these stupid, unnecessary gimmicks. Razors that play music or have vibrating heads or flex balls or handles that look like spaceships. Not only was this stuff just tacked on to add to the price, but it actually interferes with the balance of a good razor. So why would you want any of that stuff? The answer is you don't. So Harry's wanted simplicity. They wanted an art form. They went and bought the German factory that made the best steel, grounded into the sharpest blades. And since then, they've been kicking the living crap out of all these major razor companies. And that's why they all hate them. But we love them. For a limited time, Harry's is a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer and let them know I sent you. That's how it works. It's Harry's. Ramona, I keep thinking about this. Coach, is that a parrot I hear in the background? No, but my brother had a parrot.
He also said he wanted one.
Yeah, he wanted one. He said, I wanted one. He said, I'm thinking of getting one because they're loyal. You know, they stick with you.
It sounded like he thought they lived too long there.
Yeah, until your brother's wife kills him. Apparently. He said, you know, my brother, did he say my brother had a way with the animals? I said, not that animal.
Yeah. That's sad.
To the phones. William, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you, buddy?
Hey, William, appreciate you getting in.
I like to say I'm a big Mike Leach fan, but I'm going to change up on you if you don't mind. Mickey and Zach were talking, and I respect Mickey's opinion. He was talking about that new quarterback for South Carolina.
Yeah, Helinski.
About he was going to be their savior. It's going to take a heck of a lot more than a quarterback to save South Carolina. I mean, when you're competing with the guys that they compete with recruiting, I mean, they just got a problem. You know what I'm saying? They got you guys to the west, and they got us to the south, and, you know, and got Alabama and everybody else to compete with. I mean, it's just hard to get good players. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, look, I doubt anyone saying that they're going to win a national championship. I mean, I think Helinski is the most talented passer that South Carolina has had in 20 years of football, maybe more. I mean, he's 6'4". He's over 230 pounds. He can make every throw that an NFL quarterback needs to make. I think he's a high character kid. He's obviously been through some personal tragedy in his family. He seems like a really likable kid. And he seems like a real positive kid despite all that. So I think there's a lot to like about both his physical traits and his leadership capability. Now, that's not to say they're going to compete with Clemson or Georgia. It is going to take more than a quarterback. But in terms of who South Carolina is and South Carolina being the best that they can be and the opportunity to at least compete in the division, even if they don't win it, I think Kalinske affords them that opportunity over the next few years.
Well, I mean, it's definitely an improvement. Don't get me wrong. I agree it's an improvement, and it's a good start. I mean, and he's a great kid. I've seen his numbers. He's an awesome player. But, you know, it's just, all I was saying was that it's just, I don't know how they're going to get out of that recruiting rut. You know what I'm saying? Until they do that, they're not going to compete for an East championship or a national championship. But anyway, that's all I got to say, and you guys have a good day.
Thank you, William. Do you know today, Ramona, is National Cereal Day?
No,
I'm
like
seeing all
cereal.
These things about your top five cereals. I'm afraid to ask what your top three cereals would be. I'm absolutely petrified. Does Chef Boyardee already make cereal?
No, they don't make cereal.
Good. Do you know that there's an Oreo cookie cereal? I saw that today.
I don't think I can just...
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I don't think I could eat that for cereal. That's...
Why? Okay.
I don't know.
Let me just play along. Historically speaking, the leading dunking cookie on earth in terms of dunking it in milk are Oreos, right? So why then wouldn't it make sense to like crumble Oreos and put them in, and I don't know how it works, but in milk? Why would that not?
I know. A few Oreos with milk is great, but a whole bowl
of them is not good.
It might be too many.
You're sounding like Bill Hancock. A few playoff games is good, but more is not better.
Yeah, I know.
No. Okay. All right. Do you have a top three cereals?
I like Mini Wheats, Frosted Mini Wheats, Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious.
Yeah,
do they still make those?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Is that it? Two?
Well, yeah.
Bob. Okay. All right. Two. All right. To the phones. It is Bobby up first. Bobby, how are you?
Hey, well, just a great interview with Coach Leach, and you make these people seem human. But my favorite part was when he said he couldn't even get a sandwich out of his wife on Wednesday night ball game.
I know. The head coach of Washington State can't get his wife to make him a sandwich.
That's a football wife.
That's exactly right.
Great job, all.
Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate that. I forgot that. He did say that, too. Yeah, I had texters suggesting some of the mobile delivery services. Well, they would be mobile delivery. That's sort of redundancy. But I had texters suggesting the delivery services, you know, that he needs to call one of them and have some sandwiches sent over. That's probably true. Let's see. What do we have here? We have Alex and then Clemson Dad. Alex, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Great interview, of
Thanks,
course.
Alex.
Super, super entertaining. Hey, I wanted to touch on something. I don't know if you have. I've mentioned it on Twitter a few times, but if you've mentioned it, I've missed it. But I was just wondering what you think is going to happen with Hunter Renfrow in the draft. If you think that he's going to be snagged up by somebody willing to take a chance on him.
Yeah, I think someone's going to draft him. I think that I've always felt all along that you were looking at like a round five type of situation. And of course, once you get to round five, round six, it is extremely subjective. And there can be a wide variance. And all it takes is one team to like you. And there's that element. But I think that's the area that you're looking at. You know, obviously he projects as a long-term slot receiver, and I think he's going to play in the league and have success for a long period of time because I think he has certain attributes that are valuable. One, his hands are great. Even though they're tiny, they're great. Two, he has short area quickness. Despite the fact, you know, his 40 time is very pedestrian, it was adequate. And where he excelled was in the short area quickness. He's actually sort of the living, breathing, polar opposite foil to Metcalf. You know, he has short area quickness. He can move laterally. He can separate because he can change direction. And then finally, he has a unique trait that is not necessarily coachable. He never stops working for his quarterback. And that was absolutely on display in the Senior Bowl game for those who stuck around to watch it, because there were multiple situations in that game where his quarterbacks were in trouble and he never stopped working, and he made plays. He made one for Jackson, I think, as I recollect. He made one for Will Grier because he doesn't stop working. So there are a lot of attributes that Hunter has that I think almost guarantee that he is a long-lived pro.
Hey, you know, it's funny that you mentioned Metcalf, because I was reading an article today and they were and Hunter Renfro's agent at the combine was giving out these cards that had a picture of Metcalf with his shirt off, you know, like just totally ripped up with 1.9% body fat.
There's no such thing, by the way. There's no such thing as 1.9%. 1.9% body fat means you're dead. I mean, you know, I have never seen such a fraud as this whole situation.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
But what I was going to say was his agent was Hunter's agent was giving out these pictures with pictures of Metcalf and then with Renfro and then had the stats against Alabama of each guy.
Yeah.
Well, just to show that, you know, Henry Renfro obviously doesn't look the part, but apparently, but performs on the field, obviously.
Right. And again, I'm opposed to everything Metcalf is. I mean, and what I mean is you know, weeks before the combine, I said I wouldn't touch him with somebody else's 20-foot pole because he's not going to be a player at the next level. And then people will be enamored with his 40 time and his physical size. But historically bad short area quickness. He is nothing but a straight line athlete and will never be anything more than that. And as such, he's never going to be anything at the pro level. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, I think that's probably what's going to play out. But again, wonderful, wonderful show today, Walt. Good job.
Thank you, Alex, as always. Appreciate it. Appreciate the kind words. Let me get Clemson Dad in here quickly. Clemson Dad, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah. I enjoyed the interview, man. That was hilarious. That dude is off the chain.
Thank you.
And I'm like you. I don't understand why somebody else hasn't hired him, but you've already talked about that. What did you think his quarterback, Minshew, did at the combine? Did he help himself at all?
No. I don't think he helped himself in Senior Bowl week necessarily, but you know, it's interesting because I was watching him throw at the combine as well. And where a lot of these other guys were struggling with accuracy, I mean, some of them were terrible. I mean, Brett Rippon of Boise State, who I did not like, Rippon was, I thought, awful. I mean, he was terribly inaccurate. You know, some of these other guys, Easton Stick threw a couple of absolute ducks. I mean, I'm just talking about, you know, short crossing patterns and slants and things like that. Mitchell was more accurate than most of those guys. And of course, that is his forte. The problem is that at the pro level, while accuracy is still at the forefront of what you're looking for, arm strength is still a prerequisite. It's different than the college game. You still at the pro level have to be able to drive the football. And I think that's going to be Gardner Minshew's problem at the pro level.
Well, maybe he'll get picked up for a clipboard holder or something.
That's possible.
Yeah, you never know. And then you're talking about Metcalf. If I'm an owner, I'd rather have Hunter Renfro myself. You know, I really would.
Well, again, I hate to use a cliche, but it is apples and oranges.
Be a wasted
pick. But you're talking about an outside receiver versus a slot receiver, and there's really.
I'm just talking about the pick in general.
Yeah. Well, again, I wouldn't draft Metcalf. That's I do not view Metcalf as a future elite pro.
But I'd just soon have Hunter on my team versus this cat.
Again,
kind of what I'm getting at.
Right, and I get that. We're talking about different roles, though, and so it's hard to even draw any comparison for those two guys.
Oh, I know. I'm just talking about heart, maybe. You know, it's a player in general, but
yeah.
I'm like you. I'm not on the Metcalf train like everybody else.
All right, Clemson Dad, I apologize. I have to run. I'm out of here. Thank you, Clemson Dad. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than Travelers Rest. There are never any dealer fees or service fees in Travelers Rest. This is George Coleman Ford. It's just a special place. You know, think about your neighborhood. Think about your neighborhood. Have you ever seen photos of what your neighborhood or what your city area looked like, whatever town you live in, what it looked like 90 years ago? Were there any car dealerships there 90 years ago? If there were, are they still there today? Is there any other car dealership like George Coleman Ford in that regard? Why do you think that is? You know who never succeeds in business? The people who try and get over. The people who are short-sighted and they're trying to screw you over, they never succeed. The people who succeed are the people who do the right things for the customers. And that's what George Coleman Ford has done for 90 years. For 90 years, they've done the right thing. And that's why you keep coming back. And that's how they win. They win by making you happy, by satisfying you. It guarantees them long-term customers. And long after we're gone, another 90 years from now, future generations of the Coleman family will still be there. It's George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than Travelers West. Never any dealer fees in Travelers West. Clemson Lady Tigers basketball coming your way right now. It's the ACC tourney.
This weekend, the Tigers begin ACC play as the North Carolina Tar Heels head into Doug Kingsmore Stadium. With conference play being of the utmost importance in securing a postseason berth, the Tigers need to defend home turf. First pitch is Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m., and Sunday at 1 p.m., with broadcasts beginning 30 minutes prior to each first pitch, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch it all right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at urbannirvana.com.
Are you craving a juicy steak cooked just the way you want it? The Blue Heron in Clemson offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, house-made pizza, drinks, and desserts. Join them for happy hour 7 days a week at the downstairs bar, open until midnight. Catch the game on big screen TVs with your friends. 405 College Avenue.